That's crazy.
Oh, we got a crazy news story this morning. It's another one of Jessica's favorite cases.
Oh, why are y'all doing this to me?
Who
why
is this
are y'all
for this doing time, Ms. Jessica?
This one has been dubbed Golf Cart Gale.
Not Golf Cart Gale.
Golf Cart Gale is taking place in Florida. The altercation happened at a soccer game on Sunday. This woman was acting Golf Cart Gale. She was the field marshal, and she was tasked with policing parent behavior. Well, she thought a father at the game was yelling at the referee, so she went over there on her golf cart to confront him. Well, in fact, who he was talking to was his son. And what he was saying to his son was, when the referee makes a call, you respect the call that the referee makes.
Trying whatever, to tell him the right thing to do, huh?
Whatever the referee says is what is right, and you will respect that referee's call. That is what this man, father, was saying to his son at his son's soccer game.
And then strikes Golf Cart Gale.
And then Golf Cart Gale comes up. The man explains to Golf Cart the man comes up to Golf Cart Gale, explains what's going on, and she keeps just going at him. So much so that the other parents that are out there, they pull out their cameras and they start videotaping because they're so shocked by this woman.
Right.
And then when she sees that other women are videotaping this, she threatens, she tells them that they need to get out, and kicks them out. The man in this situation even says, hey, listen, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk to you anymore. So to prevent a situation from happening, I am going to leave. He volunteers to leave. All right. This woman still calls the police on him and has the police come out. And not only does she do that, but when the police get out there, she verifies this man's story and says that everything this, that he said was true. She just didn't like the way that he was talking to her. She felt like he was being nasty. That is why Golf Cart Gale called the father of this little boy at his soccer game, because she felt like the father was being nasty to her when she was wrong. If you want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, and we also have it up on our website, power98fm.com.
And we're going to let y'all hear how this really went down, because I tell y'all, we cannot make this stuff up. So just imagine, like, I know I go in, like, at baseball, basketball, whatever game I'm at, I'm going in. I wish somebody would call the police on me. I wish they would. But first of all, I'm talking to my own child. I ain't even talking to you. If you don't sit yourself down somewhere trying to button people business and call the police for me talking to my child, and you don't like the way I talk to you and you in the wrong, I digress.
It's just, it's so, and you know what also makes this worse is that when the police get there,
yeah,
and the police are talking to the man, and they're talking to the woman, there's another woman that is there that is videotaping it. And she says, I am videotaping this for the protection of this man.
No,
she
dope.
Says that.
That's dope.
And you can hear her. She is breathing heavy. She is upset by what is taking place. The police, she's explaining to them. She says, you know, this woman, this man didn't do anything. She admitted to it. And the police are going, well, she has the right to call us. She has the right to call us.
That's misuse of 911.
Yes, yes, she does, but she doesn't have the right to call you for somebody being mean to her.
Exactly.
Like, come was mean on. We teach children to ignore. To ignore people when they're being mean to them.
Yeah.
You know, turn the other cheek, walk away. That's what we teach children when they're being mean to you. So, ma'am, if you knew that this father wasn't doing anything wrong and he was trying to teach his son the right thing to do, then walk away. Walk away. Don't antagonize him.
Stop misusing 911.
Stop
police
it.
Got other things to do.
And yes, she can call the police, but they should have arrested her.
For
they
should have
for harassment.
Yeah, and harassment. Yeah, and for not minding your own damn business.
It's just nobody was even talking to the referee, which is what you were tasked to do. Make sure that nobody was talking to the referee. Nobody was talking to him. Leave him alone.
You know what?
Gail. How'd they find you?
We got the audio on the way for y'all, man. It's Power 98.